Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Tom Baxter with David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N. And we're very pleased to have Eric Berger of Ars Technica here to help us understand a story that, as of yet, is not finished. Boeing is a private contractor with the opportunity to build a spacecraft not unlike Dragon that SpaceX already uses to and from ISS. Boeing tested Starliner twice without people on board, and then two astronauts took off on Starliner on top of a ULA booster and docked with the ISS. It remains docked at ISS. Questions raised about something called a leak and then something called its nozzles. Its nozzles for maneuvering are not all functioning correctly. That's as much as I know, Eric. Do we know more than that? The engineers want time to study this.
Yeah, so as it was flying up to the International Space Station, Starliner encountered a couple of significant problems. First of all, it had had one helium leak in its propulsion system prior to launch. NASA and Boeing decided that was manageable. This helium, which is used to pressurize in the service module's propulsion system, basically, you know, helping to get the propellant and oxidizer where it needs to go and at the right pressures. They sprung 4 more leaks. They had 5 different helium leaks. So NASA was concerned about that. And then also 5 of the 5 of the spacecraft's 28 RCS thrusters. So these are the smaller thrusters used for maneuvering attitude correction, not the bigger engines. But 5 of the 28 did not operate as intended. Boeing and NASA were able to recover 4 of those 5 before they got to the space station. But it was really a nip and tuck thing getting docked to the ISS. So since they got there, NASA has been really keen to study all of these issues and make sure they understand them well before clearing Starliner to come back to Earth.
And that is why we're told it's an indefinite return. They're still testing? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, you know, NASA had set a couple of dates for return of Starliner and then has since pulled back on those. And in their most recent update, they did not supply a date. I do think it could be as early as July 4th. But I think after missing on a couple of return dates, they want to be 100% sure of when they're coming back before they tell the public.
David, you have a question.
Are there spare parts for Starliner on board the station, or Starliner for fixing the thrusters and leaks, or how are they doing that?
No, these problems are mostly internal to the spacecraft. You know, when they had that one helium leak on the ground before launch, it would have taken about a month to actually go fix it, because you would have had to take Starliner off the rocket. You'd have to open it up and do all sorts of work inside. So it's not like they're readily accessible to be fixed. And similarly with the RCS thrusters, frankly, they're not quite sure why the thrusters are not turning on sometimes when they're commanded to. So it may not be a hardware issue. It may be a software issue with regard to the thrusters. It may be something else. The helium leaks are probably hardware related. It's probably related to a faulty seal, but they don't have repair parts and can't really access it on orbit.
I want to understand this leak. It doesn't sound good to have a leak, but you indicate that it's acceptable. Is that what NASA says?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. The term they use is it's manageable. So they have a certain amount of helium on board Starliner to fly the vehicle, and if the leaks are low enough, then they can have plenty of reserve helium for the mission that they need to fly. And then when they get to station and turn Starliner off, they can close the manifolds, and there are no leaks while it's docked to station. So it would, you know, when the spacecraft gets powered back up for the return to Earth, they would assume those leaks would resume. The fact is they still have about 10 times the amount of helium that they think they're going to need. So they think that the leaks probably aren't going to be a problem. But it's definitely something NASA really needs to understand before they put crew on Starliner again. I mean, you're absolutely right, John. You don't want a leaky spacecraft.
Yeah, the word leak is not a positive. So is there something comparable to this on Dragon?
Dragon has had some issues, going to and from the space station. They've had problems with the toilet on the vehicle, not to get too graphic. There have also been some edge case parachute issues where there's been a lagging parachute on the return to Earth. But no, we haven't seen these kinds of thrusters or major leaks inside Dragon during any of its crewed flights.
David, you have a question.
The media is quick to put the Starliner problems in the same context as the Boeing airplane and aviation problems that we keep reading about and the whistleblowers talk about. Do you see them coming from the same general problems of Boeing, or is this a really unique thing?
I would not put them in the same category. Certainly, the astronauts of Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, their lives are at risk, but I think that NASA is managing this problem pretty well, and I don't have a great concern out of the ordinary for this crew. The problem for Boeing with Starliner is that it was trying to compete with SpaceX, and it had to build this spacecraft under a fixed price contract, which the company really wasn't used to operating in and has frankly said they're not going to do in the future. So they were really challenged, I think, from resources, people, budget, to build Starliner. Some of that probably, is folded into this. They had some problems with some of their suppliers. And so it's just been a big challenge. But it's difficult to compare sort of a one-off spacecraft with a mass-produced aircraft like the 737 MAX or something like that.
Eric Berger of Ars Technica, the man to watch for the return of Starliner. We need Starliner in the fleet. And for number five, for Starship and Super Heavy. He's also the author of Liftoff, which is the early days of Elon Musk. Same person, very exciting. Elon Musk in the desperate early days that launched SpaceX. David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N, and I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.